Time for the Methodist Minute now with Dr. Korsh Jafarnia, orthopedic surgeon with the Methodist Center for Sports Medicine. Doctor, talking about hand injuries today, specifically Dez Bryant's finger injury. Broke it. He's going to play with it. I know that's pretty rare. What do you make of the situation?
Well, it's certainly not a good thing for his future career here in the near term. He's going to need surgery at some point in time. Finger fractures, of course, need therapy and rehabilitation afterwards as well. So it's not just a matter of fixing it, then he can play. He needs to rest it, let it heal. And that's about a six-week process. In the acute, in the short term, you know, with the fracture, it's going to be very painful because the fracture ends and the finger are going to be sticking into the tendons and muscles. And that's with every movement of your finger going to be very tender. And I know he buddy taped it to his adjacent finger in the last game and actually went in and scored a touchdown. And that's okay, but you really can't go on a full game doing that. It's going to be a very painful situation and an unstable situation for the finger as well.
I've actually had a couple of broken fingers from basketball. I found it interesting that you can't just let it heal. You have to rehab the finger with exercises and such.
Right. There's many layers. There's an intricate network of tendons and ligaments in the hand, and there's about four layers of tissue around each joint. So you can imagine these layers need to get back to gliding and rehabilitation soon after the surgery. Otherwise, they'll get very stiff and they'll stay stiff forever. So that's the reason that you're exactly right. We do need to do a lot of therapy and rehabilitation afterwards.
Dr. Korsh Jafarnia, an orthopedic surgeon with the Methodist Center for Sports Medicine. Methodist, the official health care provider of the Houston Texans. For more information, log on to methodistsportsmed.com. Methodist, leading medicine.